This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. British marching troops greeted President Biden at Windsor Castle, where he discussed climate change with the king today.
As he stepped up to the dais where King Charles was waiting, Mr. Biden seemed to perform a brief salute. The two shook hands, then stood side by side for the royal salute, then walked slowly among the rows of guards in their scarlet tunics and bearskin hats, reviewing the troops.
Correspondent Vicky Barker from London, where Mr. Biden met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at 10 Downing Street. Next, the president travels to a NATO summit in Lithuania, where the war in Ukraine will be high on the agenda. A reviled sports doctor survived a bloody brawl in prison. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
The attack happened yesterday at the U.S. Penitentiary in Coleman, Florida. Larry Nassar, said to be in stable condition after being stabbed several times in the back and chest by another inmate. He was sentenced to decades behind bars for sexually assaulting female gymnast, including Olympic medalist.
An urgent manhunt continues for a murder suspect in Pennsylvania considered armed and dangerous. Police say Michael Berman climbed up on some exercise equipment and tied together bed sheets to escape from a window at a Northwestern jail last Thursday.
We've located small stockpiles or campsites in wooded areas in the general vicinity of Warren. We believe these sites are associated with Burham.
Officials say he's a self-taught survivalist with military experience. Parts of New York State's Hudson Valley are drenched after massive rains, blamed for the death of a woman who tried to escape her flooded home. Correspondent Errol Barnett reports.
We're just north of West Point, next to the Hudson River, and the underground drainage pipe had been completely pulled away by the force of the water, as well as the mud and the asphalt, the metal railing along this road as well. Behind me, you can still hear the sound of the water rushing down this cliff. Below where we are, earth-moving machines trying to clean things up.
Several towns in Vermont are underwater. A judge in Oklahoma has thrown out a lawsuit demanding financial restitution for the three remaining survivors of 1921's Tulsa Race Massacre. The judge cited objections from the city, the Chamber of Commerce, and other state and local agencies. Jamie Foxx fans are a happy bunch.
It's our birthday!
TMZ video shows the actor smiling and throwing up a peace sign to onlookers as he cruised down the Chicago River on a boat. It's the first sighting of the Oscar winner since he was hospitalized in Georgia in April for an unspecified medical complication. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Make an impact.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said that reckless driving is on the rise in the state. Last year, 118 people were killed by reckless drivers, and the State Patrol handed out over 1,100 tickets for speeders going over 100 miles per hour. A new state law passed earlier this year increased penalties on reckless driving, including up to 6 years of prison time if a reckless driver injured someone else in a crash. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 failed to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million, or about a quarter of the city's budget, for road repairs. The council is expected to take action on the measure at tomorrow night's meeting. And today will be hot, with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s across western Wisconsin. There is a chance of severe weather later this afternoon and evening across most of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go, 844-96-PARTY, what is it?
I saw it go. Write it down, 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Is alimony fair? 844-967-2789. Pretty straightforward question. Probably going to get a lot of different answers. I think it's, like most things, very gray. But in your opinion, is having to pay alimony after you get divorced fair, and for how long? Like, what is the adequate amount of time? And this is, you know, at this day and age, now there are women who are the breadwinners, and so there are now women who are paying alimony. Obviously, historically, this has been men paying their ex-wives. But I would love to hear from you. Is alimony fair? Or have we moved beyond that now that women can work and or both spouses are free to work? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane Madner, is alimony fair?
I think I agree with you in that there's a lot of gray there. You know, should you get, if you're only married for 2 years, should you get alimony for the rest of your life? I don't know that that's fair.
I would say no.
Right? I mean, that just seems, yeah. And I think most people go into marriage assuming this is going to last forever.
Yeah.
And so I don't think a lot of people do I know some people do prenups, but I think the average person probably doesn't.
That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
Because like Mike and I did a postnup, and it's not even like we have that much money to protect, but just in, you know, this was coming into the marriage. This was mine. This was yours. These were our businesses. But it was interesting because that in Wisconsin, it's called spousal maintenance. And that came up during when I met with my lawyer as her trying to explain it to me. And so I think we ended up putting like a sunset provision. Because, you know, for me, it's like, it's as much you expect the marriage to last forever. But also, like, I have every expectation that, like, I'm going to continue working, right? Like,
sure.
That's because that's who I am and stuff. And so, but you just can't predict what's going to happen. And so that's been my only experience thus far with, like, having to make a decision for our postnup. Because you've been married prior to Paul, did that come up at all for you?
It's something we discussed and then ultimately did not do a prenup.
Did alimony come up at all? Cause you were working, you were always working too, right?
Oh yeah. I've always worked. I've always been working. No, alimony has never come up. Nothing like that. But I get too, Wisconsin's a 50-50 state, right? So
yeah,
you split assets pretty much down the middle.
Yeah. Well, and also there is, I was reading this morning, because I'll talk about why I brought this up in just a second, But Wisconsin does have different laws than Florida. But this basically what happened in Florida, why I'm bringing all this up, is Ron DeSantis has signed a bill into law that ends like permanent alimony. And there are a lot of women who are not very happy about it. And so I was like, there's a lot of different ways to go with this. But I just thought the simple question of is alimony fair is a good place to start. So would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789.
Ann is on the phone from Eau Claire. Good morning, Ann. What do you think?
Good morning. So my experience is myself and my husband, current husband, are both retired U.S. Air Force, and we both have ex-spouses. When we divorce, there is an archaic federal law that says that our spouse garners part of our pension. I was married for my entire career, 23 years. He was married for 17 years, 14 years, 14 years of his career. My thoughts are that, A, we don't get any of our pension back for the entire duration of our spouse's, ex-spouse's lives until they die. I wish that there was a sliding scale. Yeah. It would be fair. Like, he's the man. I gave my GI Bill to him to get his master's degree and all this stuff. So he's making $80,000 a year now, whereas I was living on like $24,000 just on my pension and my disability. It is what it is. There's no point in losing sleep over it. But if for the duration of their raising children, or even the duration of how long we were married, they got a sliding scale of pension, I would be very happy with that. That would be, you know, fair, because if I was in his shoes, I would appreciate a little bit of pension, a little bit of help getting a leg up. But for life, no. And the same with my ex. He's a Texas resident, and that's their law. I was in Arizona when that happened, but it's still a federal mandate that for military anyways, veterans, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that can relate, we lose part of our pension if we've been married for any part of, you know, our military career, and then we divorce.
And that there's no stipulation as far as how long you have to be married. So even if you were only married a year, that's the case.
I'm not sure about that. Honestly, I do know that, you know, a lot of spouses get married mill to mill because there's convenience factors. They get their housing allowance and whatnot. But if you're married long enough to have children and then you get divorced and then you retire, then that pension goes to your ex. Now, if you're not in long enough to retire, you don't get a pension, then of course it's moot, but still.
That's really interesting, because that's this sounds like it's a federal bill for military, but this is the permanent alimony is what just ended in Florida, which I don't think we have in Wisconsin.
Except for Florida.
But, yeah, but I think you're right. Like, I think there is
Florida.
That's really interesting that you say that. Thanks so much for the call, Ann.
Thanks, Ann.
There's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of women who are not happy about this, but I also think, is this ever something that should be permanent? Because I totally understand especially when there's kids involved, but this is separate from child support. The idea that especially if you give up your career to focus on the house and split like responsibilities and everything. And then like you take that time off from your career, you have to try to get like work again. You've lost your purchasing, not your purchasing power, but like where you maybe would have been. But you know, if you get divorced at 40, should you still be getting alimony at 65 when your ex wants to retire? I say no.
Yeah, it's, and I'd love to hear from some men, because I think, as you pointed out, at least initially, the main burden of paying alimony was on men.
Yeah.
And so I can't imagine that any of them want to be paying alimony for the rest of their ex's life.
No, I mean, I would, I'm sure most of them don't want to be paying alimony immediately. I mean, I have never been divorced, but I think for some people, you don't really like the person when you're first getting divorced. You don't really like that person. And so your desire to pay them anything is not very high.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Is alimony fair?
So I'll give you a little more detail on what just happened in Florida. So on Friday, this came across this was the headline. And of course, it kind of grabbed me. This is a death sentence for me. Florida Republican women say they will switch parties after DeSantis approves alimony law.
Wow.
Yeah. So Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday signed a measure that will overhaul the state's alimony laws. And this has been an ongoing thing. Rick Scott, this was already happening when Rick Scott was still governor, as far as bills getting proposed. Rick Scott vetoed it twice and DeSantis vetoed it once. And it's been like a decade of clashing over this issue. And so it includes doing away with what's known as permanent alimony. And so along with that, the measure will set up a process for ex-spouses who make alimony payments to seek modifications to alimony agreements when they want to retire. It allows judges to reduce or terminate alimony, support, or maintenance payments after considering a number of factors, such as the age and health of the person who makes the payments and the customary retirement age of that person's occupation, the economic impact of reduction in alimony. So there's like all of these things that I would actually consider, which I think is probably a good thing. But the political side of this is that there's this group called, where did I see it? I don't know if it's
Women for Alimony.
I think it's like First Wives Club or something like that.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yes.
Is it called First Wives Club?
Yes, I believe so. Something very similar.
Oh, God. And I thought I grabbed it, and I'll have to go look at the article again. But this was the quote coming from that organization. On behalf of the thousands of women who our group represents, we are very disappointed in the governor's decision to sign the alimony reform bill. We believe by signing it, he has put older women in a situation which will cause financial devastation. The so-called party of family values has just contributed to erosion of the institution of marriage in Florida. This is a 63-year-old woman who founded the group that we'll find the name of.
First Wives Advocacy Group.
First, I was close. Yeah. First Wives Advocacy Group. And from their point, the quote goes further, saying DeSantis has just impoverished all the older women in Florida. And I know at least 3,000 women across the state of Florida are switching to Democrat, and we will campaign against him all the way forever. So there's political ramifications to this. And I guess comes back to when we talk about like Social Security and Medicare, are these things that you have planned on? And then they go away, because if you are in your 60s and you had thought you were going to get alimony, it's not super easy, I'm sure, to just turn around and go get a job now, either.
Not when you're an older woman, trust me. It's not that easy.
So it goes back to my original question, what's fair? And I also have a follow-up question we can get into the next segment a little bit of like, oh, this is what it took for you to realize you don't like Ron DeSantis, but that's
another one.
Like, now that it affects you, now you're like, oh, now I'll rally against him. But is alimony fair, considering all of the nuance and gray area of this? Where do you fall on the idea of alimony? Separate from child support, but actually spousal support after you get divorced. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will take your texts. We will take your calls. If you're watching the live stream right now, you can leave a comment, and we will get to those after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
D-I-B-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sunny, warm, and a little humid again today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon into this evening. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware later today into tonight. Our high, 90 this afternoon. The wind will be southwest at 10 to 20. 56 tonight, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Cooler with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Well, you're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
Is alimony 844-967-2789. And obviously that comes with some conditions. I'm sure anyone who has an opinion on this would say this amount of time, these, you know, how old were we, the health of us. But, you know, once you start talking about people who thought that they could depend on this, and like in Florida, they may rule that you are no longer going to be able to receive it. It puts the women or people, mostly women, especially of that age, who it may be hard for them to go get a job and they were relying on this. But also, like, I don't think it's also responsible for alimony payments for men who want to retire and they're still going to start living off of their retirement either. And so this has popped up because in Florida, Ron DeSantis on Friday signed into law a measure that will overhaul the state's alimony laws, and which does away with permanent alimony, which I don't think we have in Wisconsin. Like, I was trying to look this up before we started the show today, and in Wisconsin it says the factors to consider for spousal support: length of marriage, age and physical emotional health of both parties, the division of property during the divorce, educational level at each party at the time of marriage and at the time of divorce hearings, the earning capacity of the party seeking maintenance, tax consequences to each party, prenup agreements, contribution by one party to increased earning power of the other. So I don't think this is necessarily, from what I can read, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't seem like we have permanent alimony in Wisconsin. So this is a Florida thing, but I think it brings up a really interesting question. 844-967-2789.
Wiley from Mount Pleasant joining us this morning. Hey, Wiley, what do you think?
Well, I've been in the system myself, and again, working for government, and I would see a lot of times when we were doing civil processing, the women, you know, as they became more so in the workforce, a lot of women were doing the support. They were doing the alimony, so on and so forth. So the big question on your show is it fair? Is it fair? But one of the big secrets in Racine County and all the other 71 counties in Wisconsin, this is scary, and most people will not even know this number. But in general terms, say I divorce with my three children. I agree when the judge assesses me, say $1,000 per month, okay? So okay. You go in, when that assessment is made, when that assessment is made to the wife, for the ex-wife, for the children's support, the federal government then gets an obligation to bring in to the state of Wisconsin, through the state of Wisconsin, on that $1,000 a month, that's an assessment of $500 coming from the state to the general circuit court, the counties of the 72 in Wisconsin. So on top of that, another assessment goes from the federal government, and the federal government brings in the assessment amount of $1,000. So each and every, and say in my example here, each and every case like that brings $1,500 a month. That is a whole lot of money for the courts, and to use it for police cars and erasers and chalkboards and trips for the judges. It's all used in the slush fund. We don't hear about that ever. And I'm saying, where are the attorneys?
There's money that goes from your alimony or one's alimony payments. Some of that money gets siphoned off into a general fund for courthouses.
Well, you know, it's for the county, running the county. I don't want to use the word slush fund. I don't want to get anybody upset about it. But it's the county becomes obligated to bring that money. Like I said, in that case, $1,000 assessment for dad to pay mom. You know, then the state comes in with $500, and the federal government comes in for $1,000. That's $18,000 a year until these children are of age and they go along their way and along their life. But you don't hear about this. And I've been in the field since 1978 in the law enforcement and civil process work for some of the best attorneys. It's like this boo-boo thing. Don't talk about that. It's scary.
Is it additional money that you're forced to pay, or is a portion of the money you're paying that gets siphoned off?
It's an assessment through the government to the local counties. Okay, it's not coming from me. I pay my $1,000 every month.
Okay.
But so that's what they gear it on, though, and they target that, and that becomes $1,500 a month. The children, it's like, wow, but it's the assessment, and it's all seems like it's kept under the black robe of the judges. Maybe they got big cash piles underneath that thing up there where they sit there with the gavel and everything.
Just bags of money. That? It's like they're not putting on any weight. That's just the extra cash.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I've done a lot of things in my life, but and I love my children. I supported them all the way through, and I never missed a child support payment. But boy, what a big pill to chew on. It's like, what are they doing? And who talks about it? In Racine County, who talks about that money? Do they tell the people in the public that are putting all this money out there and the assessments coming in where that goes? Did they not buy a new SWAT vehicle, or did they buy a new car for the sheriff? What are they doing? Where is it going? We need to know that. And I engage a lot of attorneys. Call it in and let's go, and I'll take you on. I'll take you to the next.
There we go. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling, Wiley. Really appreciate it.
We got to go to another break, but still, if you have thoughts on this topic, is alimony fair? 844-967-2789, or how should it be structured to be more fair? 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in just a minute.
And go put on a little makeup and get out of that house cold before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family anyway.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is on his way to Lithuania for a NATO summit after a stop in the UK, where he shared tea and talk with the Prime Minister and the King. He reviewed British troops in their scarlet tunics and bearskin hats during his meeting with the king. Correspondent Weijia Jiang was there.
Here at Windsor Castle, President Biden and King Charles focused on climate change over tea, but the bulk of this trip is about the war in Ukraine. Before the president left the U.S., he made clear that he doesn't think it's the right time for Ukraine to join NATO. He's also defending a controversial decision to send weapons to the country that are banned in much of the world.
Before that, Mr. Biden met with Rishi Sunak at 10 Downing Street in London.
Our relationship is rock solid.
He declared their relationship rock solid. The two leaders also discussed developments in Northern Ireland. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Today will be hot with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s across northwestern Wisconsin, but there is a chance of severe weather. The National Weather Service says the best chance will be later this afternoon and evening, as scattered severe storms are possible across most of the state. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says drivers need to slow down. Last year, 118 people were killed in the state by reckless drivers, and the State Patrol handed out over 1,100 tickets for speeders going over 100 miles per hour. A new state law passed this year increased penalties on reckless driving, including up to 6 years of prison time if a reckless driver injures someone else in a crash. And for the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering adding a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 failed to advance. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million. The council is expected to take action on the measure tomorrow night. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cusk.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to the Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Gotta see it to believe it. Sky never looks so blue. So
welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about alimony. I mean, it's not as random as it might sound, because on Friday, Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida signed a bill to end permanent alimony. And there's a lot of women who are not very happy about it. It was the first wives advocacy group.
Yes.
Great. Because the headline read, obviously that's what caught my eye, was this is a death sentence for me. Florida Republican women say they will switch parties after DeSantis approves alimony law. And they are now saying that there's going to be thousands of women who are going to leave the Republican Party and campaign against him because of how much of a burden, financial burden, this puts on them with this new law. And so we use that as a jumping off point to just have a conversation about alimony and whether or not it's fair and how long the person who was making more money should have to pay it. Because it is different from child support.
Oh, right.
And it's something that you can get. You can get alimony even if you never had children, right?
Yes.
That's my understanding.
Yep, that's what I understand.
And
too.
So I think that there are some considerations, especially at the, you know, and in Wisconsin, we do that as far as can you still work? How, you know, how long were you not working? Your education level, the disparity between the two incomes, which I think are good, which is, I think this is one of those cases you can't just make a blanket law and think it's going to apply to every case. But also, I get that, you know, if you've been divorced for 20 years, should you really still be getting alimony? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
We got a couple of texts coming in from the 414. What is fair? Who knows? That's why, in my opinion, the state should stay out of divorce matters. The state is as qualified and just as wise in interfering in the abortion issue. Remember the good old days when Republicans were for less government and less interference in our lives. Let the divorcing couple work it out. Great show. Have a great week. Thank you for that.
Thanks for that text.
From the 541, if I were a judge, I would start with, if the individuals are under 60, alimony should be limited to 5 years and no more than half the duration of the marriage, and stop early upon either party getting engaged. Side note, I thought the GOP was against guaranteed income getting paid without working for it. Well, some of those exes would say that they definitely worked for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not trying to discount that, you know, housework is work. And when you've made the decision to split the responsibilities in a household of, you know, and there's been lots of proof that, I forgot exactly how this is. This was around 2018. There was a great Atlantic article. Now I'm going to go find it after the show. That basically talks about the hierarchy of wage earners. And the people who make the most are men who have stay-at-home wives. Even more so than two couples, like a couple who were both people work. And it's largely because when you can divide the labor between making money, so you only have to focus on making money versus your spouse who is taking care of everything else that needs to happen in the household, that as a single person, you're doing both. As a person where you're both working,
sure,
you're splitting, you know, and there's other things as far as how much more women still do that in a heterosexual couple. But in that hierarchy of... It's really good to be a man who has a stay-at-home wife. And that also doubles down your ability to make even more money. And so in those situations, if you get divorced, she enabled you, arguably, to be able to earn as much as you are earning, right? And so I'm not saying that alimony in total we should do away with. I do think there's like a statute of limitation on it, though.
Well, and I am confused. You would think that this would change the law going forward and not go back retroactively.
And it might. I this was from the article that I found, and I really didn't see many other places where this was written up, but this is from Orlando Weekly. And there could be more in the law that gets into like who this applies to, what's retroactive, what's moving forward. But I think it's super interesting. But I also think it's super interesting that this is what's motivating these women to get, you know, some of these Republican women to jump ship and become Democrats.
Well, sometimes,
you know, I mean,
it has to happen to you.
It has to happen, right? It's like often we can avoid politics until the politics become personal. And so for so many people, when we fit into certain demographics where largely who's president doesn't make a difference to us, largely who's governor or who your state rep is, like you don't feel it. There's other demographics who absolutely feel it. Right now across the country, LGBTQ people are definitely feeling it. And like the consequences of elections matter. And there's a lot of people who I think have the, it's not so much that they don't, because politics can be boring. It can be exhausting, but it also, if like, it's not actually impacting your life yet, there's no motivation to track what's going on. And so, you know, once it kind of works its way into your pocketbook,
yeah,
then maybe you're like, oh,
wait a minute.
This sucks.
Yeah, this was bad.
I want to change this.
This was bad. Why are you doing this to me?
To me.
Me.
But it was interesting because like you, with the text, I think it was the first text you just read, as far as the, like our decision to get a post-nup, I wish we had it on because I had this as a topic for us to cover a while ago and then it just never came up. There was a great TikTok from a woman who is a lawyer and she argues for why you get a prenup. Because like she's like, you have a prenup either way. Either the government's writing it or you're writing it.
She's got a good point.
And because like either way, there's going to be an agreement if this marriage ends. And how much do you want the government involved versus how much do you want it dictated on what you guys decide? Because either way, it's happening.
Right.
And she just reframed it in a way that I think made it really obvious as far as, if you don't want, you know, if you want less, the government less involved in your relationship, you got to hire a lawyer.
In the long run, it's probably a much better idea.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. All right. Well, let's move on to some headlines on this Monday, July 10th. Some good, the bad, and the dangerous. So let's start with the good, at least the good in my opinion. You know, every once in a while you get through a Friday thinking that it's the weekend, thinking you can just like close your laptop, get on with the weekend, you know, hit the road to go camping.
Right.
And then you check Twitter and you're like, oh, some news dropped. That feels like kind of a big deal. And, you know, that Friday news energy. But on Friday afternoon, A Dane County judge allowed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law to proceed. So what does that mean? So basically, Judge Diane Schlipper, I think it's Schlipper.
It is now.
It's like Slipper with a slur. also signaled she didn't, she believed that the 19th century statute applied to consensual medical abortions. So basically she denied a motion to dismiss the suit from Sheboygan District Attorney Joel Ermansky. So basically he had filed a motion wanting to dismiss the case altogether. She said no. So now the case is going forward and she will continue to hear the case.
Okay.
And while we don't know, this, at least what she ruled on Friday is, I think, probably an indicator of where this case is heading. And then after that, there will likely be another appeal and this will end up in front of the Supreme Court. So this is basically the green light for this case in Wisconsin when it comes to our 1849 ban to find that to be illegal.
Right.
That case is now able to continue going. And that dropped on Friday afternoon.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's why I was like, this is for me. This is good news. And I had someone leave a comment on a TikTok that I made about it, just kind of reporting that it happened. It was like, oh, you're celebrating judges legislating from the bench. I was like, did you not just see what happened in the Supreme Court rulings that just came down? Like,
thank you.
We're past that, buddy. Like, we are past that as far as like, yes, ideally, no, we do not want judges legislating from the bench. Is it happening? Absolutely. So win's a win.
And just a little reminder that Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh all lied in their hearings when they said that abortion was set precedent and they were going to leave it alone. Yeah. That was a lie.
It was. On multiple things.
Yes.
On multiple things, not just Roe versus Wade.
Right.
All right. Well, the bad maybe shouldn't surprise anyone in Wisconsin because we've been hearing about PFAS for a while. But a new study came out that says forever chemicals detected in nearly half of U.S. tap water.
Wow.
At least 45% of U.S. tap water is estimated to be contaminated with forever chemicals, according to a new U.S. Geological Survey research. And basically, they tested for the presence of 32 types of forever chemicals in water samples from more than 700 locations across the U.S. over a five-year period, and used the data to estimate PFAS contamination nationwide, and found that it's like 45%.
Wow.
And there's a, definitely a lot in Wisconsin, on the especially by the Mississippi River. But it looks like there's a ton on the East Coast in like around New York and Pennsylvania. There's a lot of clusters. There's a big cluster in Florida. There's a big cluster in Colorado. So not great.
Well, and because even if you have a filtration system, which like we do, it goes through our fridge, the tap water goes through the fridge and a filter and whatever, and we get our cold water. But it's my understanding that those filters don't filter out PFAS.
I don't think they do. I mean, basically, I think we covered it a while ago now, but there's a UK research that's happening with like, there's like been movement on actually being able to filter out and destroy the PFAS, but I'm not sure that's coming to like a Brita filter near you anytime soon.
Still a work in progress.
Yeah, seriously. All right. And then the dangerous. Stop throwing things at artists.
Seriously. Seriously.
I don't know. Who are these people? Have you just lost all etiquette of knowing how to attend a concert? Like, what is happening? And after reading this, it's happened to Harry Styles multiple times.
Really?
But yeah. So in he was hit in the face again by an object thrown during a Vienna concert over the weekend. But this is not, I mean, it's been happening to a fair amount of artists, but it's happened to him like four or five times already, with like once it was a Skittle, once it was, the bouquet of flowers in Wales. He was hit with Skittles, a tampon, and chicken nuggets.
Oh.
He dodged those and made light of the situation. But once again, something was thrown at him. But this is happening to more and more artists in general. And so stop doing that. Stop throwing things at artists while they're performing and injuring them. And if you don't, Adele might shoot a t-shirt at you.
Adele is...
Do we have time?
We do. It's real quick. Take a listen.
Adele was calling out fans that have been throwing things on stage out. Well, someone threw a phone at Bebe Rexha and hit her. I talked about another fan throwing their mom's ashes on stage as Pink was performing. And most recently, a fan threw a toy on stage as Lil Nas was performing. Well, here's what Adele had to say as she performed.
This is how people were like, forgetting and showing.
Not the clip. No. Yeah, well, yeah, there were a fair amount of beeps in there, but she basically said, "You throw something at me, I'm gonna effing kill you."
And she had like a big like t-shirt gun with her on stage, like the Gruber ones from the Bucks games. But yeah, don't throw things at concerts at artists. Why, that's not a way, this is not middle school where you like hit the girl that you like. Like, Jesus. All right, when we come back, I have a fun camping story of someone we met while in Governor Dodge over the weekend who is a fan of the show. And so we'll get to that after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Old lover sipping music, pretends not to know.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called them back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sunny, warm, and a little humid again today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon into this evening. And one or two of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware later today into tonight. Our high 90 this afternoon. The wind will be southwest at 10 to 20. 56 tonight, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Cooler with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and I live to tell about camping while 7 months pregnant.
How is the belly?
The belly was fine. But yes, yeah, so on Friday, we headed out of town and went to Governor Dodge by Dodgeville. So went through Madison, and it was, first of all, that park is incredible.
Really?
I would totally. That's the camping site itself was big and like spacious, and the lake that is there to like that there was a pet area and stuff like that. So Cliff proved to be a very good camping dog, which was our first test run of that. Mike did buy like an extra tall air mattress.
Oh, nice.
So that certainly saved me. But yeah, it was overall, it was fine.
Great.
It was, you know, no less comfortable than I usually am in general these days. But I want to give a big shout out to Ben Gruber. So we're at the campsite. Half our group is like on a hike somewhere. And I'm walking around with my belly. Like I have a flowy dress on. And a DNR officer walks by and he's, you know, like fully suited up and he's checking campsites. And I have both dogs that we were with on leashes. So I'm thinking like, thank God I have him on leashes. Cause that's the rule, right? Like if you're going to have dogs, yep, they have to be on like an 8-foot leash. So like, thankfully Cliff's not walk around. And so he kind of looking at our little area. And there's like my sister-in-law, Mike and I are just the only ones hanging out. And he looks at me and he goes, are you Kristen? And I go, what? Yes. And he goes, how was that egg crate? Because he had listened to the show on Friday when I had talked about,
oh wow,
going to Governor Dodge specifically, oh, and that I was going to sleep on it. I had an extra egg crate. Ah. And so he was like, he had been listening to the show in WRCE because I asked. And he was like, all right, I'm going to have to keep an eye out for a 7-month pregnant woman like hanging out at Governor Dodge this weekend. Ah.
And he found you.
And he found me. And so he stuck around and we talked for a while, which was super interesting to hear more of his stories of like what his job is like working at that at the park and like the different kinds of things that he does in his position. He used to be an EMT firefighter. But then it was really fun because then he came back when all the kids were there in his actual truck.
Oh.
And so he pulled back around, and especially to Mike's cousin's kid, who's a 3-year-old boy. The other ones are girls, but the girls liked it too. He had them all come over. He let them all sit in the truck and have the lights go and stuff like that. So big shout out to Ben Gruber if you're listening. that was a very fun. You made the kids' afternoon, but also you made my day because it was fun to hear someone who was listening to the show.
Absolutely. And when it's random like that. You know what I mean? It's just very, very special. It is. It's just really special.
It is. So that was a fun,
experience
that I was excited to share. To share with you, but yeah, overall,
Was it very buggy?
Only flies. There was like no mosquitoes.
Oh wow! Maybe because it's been so dry.
It must be because I didn't come back with a single mosquito bite. But there was a lot of flies. But that was kind of it. Otherwise, it was a little drizzly on Friday evening when we got there. But Saturday was beautiful. Sunday we packed up, came home, and overall it was a good weekend.
That's great. That's awesome.
I think that's it, though. I don't think I will be going camping again this summer.
I think that would be wise.
I think I've hit my limit for my one time for this summer. But
wait until next summer when she's here. And
yeah, that's what I said. I was like, I also reserve my right next summer to not go for two nights because I don't know if an 8-month baby. I really want to do two nights camping with it. Maybe one is fine. If you have suggestions on camping with a kid who's under one, let me know. Cause it is an annual trip that we'll have to go back and do this all again next year. But I didn't grow up camping and I have to say I'm good. I'm good for like 2 days.
That's enough.
Yeah. You know, and then it's kind of like, all right, like we can go back now.
And I want a shower that doesn't have spiders in it, or at least not such noticeable spiders.
I did not see any spiders. In
really?
The shower.
Really?
No, it was, Governor Dodge, shout out to the facilities were pretty clean. The bathrooms were clean. The showers were clean.
Nice.
Like it was overall very good, very good experience. 10 out of 10. All right. Well, some other Wisconsin news from this week, Thursday night, for anyone who is a stargazer. It's going to be possible for you to be able to see the Northern Lights between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Thursday night into Friday morning.
Which doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen here.
I know. So is that something you would stay up to try to see, or are you kind of like, meh?
I would like to see the Northern Lights. Yeah, I really would.
I would like to see the Northern Lights, too.
I would.
And so I don't know how far up. Journal Sentinel wrote this up, so I'll have to see how far north you have to be.
I think
if you're like in Milwaukee, you'll be able to see it.
I'm pretty sure they said in Milwaukee, we should be able to see it. You're going to still have to get away from some of the city lights, though, I would think.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. And then in not so good bug Wisconsin news, a horse in Dunn County has tested positive for West Nile virus, which means that it's in Wisconsin. So whether it's a human or a horse, this means infected mosquitoes are present in Wisconsin.
Great.
With West Nile virus. So much more important to you, like wear long sleeves when you can, use insect repellent, take steps to control mosquitoes indoors and outdoors. I recently heard that bubbles keep mosquitoes away, like a bubble machine.
Really?
Which is kind of a fun way to, more fun than just putting a citronella candle everywhere.
Absolutely.
So
just a bubble maker constantly. I could get behind that.
Yeah, I could get behind
that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like
for
a
sure.
wave.
For sure.
That and get some strobe lights. It'll
right,
be perfect.
Right.
All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, we are going to be talking to former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton and Ari Middleman of Keep Our Republic. You might have heard of this a couple weeks ago when Kathy Brenier was announced that there was going to be a Wisconsin branch of this organization and that she was going to be heading up the Wisconsin Council. But they are both here to talk about what Keep Our Republic is, which is a bipartisan group founded in 2020 to shore up confidence in U.S. elections. So we'll talk to them about how their group differs from some of the other groups that are trying to tackle this issue as we head into 2024. And then at 11:30, some news broke.
Yes.
Over, was it Friday or Saturday?
It was Friday.
Milwaukee Business Journal. So Friday, Milwaukee Business Journal let the cat out of the bag that one of our guest co-hosts while I'm on maternity leave is going to be none other than other Southeast Wisconsin radio legend, Carole King. And so she's going to join us and talk about her on Fridays come this fall, what her and Jane are going to be talking about, and just kind of her career in general in radio. So stick around for that. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news and be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ain't no bugs on me, girls. There may be bugs on some of your mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.